just commenced our worship this morning with hymn number 407. The tune is Eshtail 332. Dear Lord, my panting soul in flame, to spread abroad thy matchless fame, and with a solemn pleasure to our tower, the grace which saves from death and hell. Here's pardon full for sin that's past. It matters not how black in a cast. Know my soul with wonder view for sins to come, here's pardon too. And reading down to verse 20. Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, the men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works of the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. We'll leave it there. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and help us now in prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, sovereign ruler of the skies, the one Lord that we venture to call upon thy name and seek, Lord, that we might be drawn with sympathetic, broken hearts to think of what thou didst suffer in redeeming thy sheep from the curse of the Lord. We have our problems, Lord, thou knowest, through thy journey, that we want to sanctify unto us and have a little compassion upon the sufferings of Christ and the wonder and hope that it was done for us. All the humiliation and thy judgment was even taken for a season because of that pain in thy human body that thou had to suffer. And yet thy deity, Lord, remaineth the same, because thou wast born of God. Oh, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. And in all thy suffering, all the insights, all the fiery darts that were against thee, were all, Lord, to be accountable to thy people. And they must be taught to mourn over their sins, that it might become more and more a burden to them. And they might, Lord, be led to bring their heartings to thee. We don't come, Lord, just to sit in the house of God because we think it's the right and proper thing to do. But we come, Lord, we pray with the hope that all our sins, past and present and future, might be blotted out, that we might truly be exercised, Lord, in our minds, having received the work of the Spirit, to be born again by the Spirit, to be quickened into life, and to realise, Lord, it's not a morbid life, but the wonderful favour to meditate upon the wonders that thou hast passed through, and ever will be, Lord, recorded by the earth remains, that thou went to the end of the law to magnify and make it honourable. That human heart, Lord, that had to stand such fiery darts in the wicked one, that human heart, Lord, that laid down his life for his friends. And he says to us, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Don't leave us to be deaf, Lord, to thy commandments. Do make us willing in the day of thy power to seek that nearness to thee, that humility, and that grace, Lord, that becomes to believers. With nothing to bring, but everything to receive, as we come venturing by the liberty of the Spirit, that spiritual boldness to the throne of grace, that we might attain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. We realize, Lord, through the Psalm, that thou art a God of providence, but also, Lord, a God of all grace. And we do pray, Lord, for thy presence and help through the day. These things, Lord, we read, will be applied to our souls. These things that we hear spoken might also exercise our souls with true repentance and be brought, Lord, into thy banqueting house, and thy banner over us be loved. May our behaviour be becoming the place of God. Thou hast given us the provision. May we not treat it lightly, Lord, the language of the hymn writers that went through much tribulation, but much more, Lord, of thy tribulatory power. Oh, help us, Lord, to set our eyes upon thee, to look to Jesus alone for salvation, to realize we're all going to meet him one day at the judgment seat. Oh, Lord, do deepen the work of grace in our souls, Lord. Exercise us daily to confess our sins with broken hearts and contrite spirits, and wait for thee to say unto our souls, I am thy salvation. For then, whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life to give. And Lord, we do need reviving. We do need confirming. We do need to ponder the path of our feet, to consider our ways. Wilt thou not hear our petitions, Lord? The silent petitions of the prophet are to know this real religion of God's elect, to know that when thou hast chosen us, even in the furthest of affliction, in spite of all our fears, Lord, thou wilt send those healing touches, thou wilt send those deliverances that we are so in need of to confirm our souls. So do remember us each, Lord, in mercy and the good this day. We thank thee for bringing us here. We ask thee for help through the day in pulpit and pew. We shall redound not, Lord, to sympathy to a sinner, but the loving sympathy to the Saviour, where our sympathy should be with Jesus, who bore the curse for his chosen people. Oh, make us right and keep us right, Lord. Exercise it daily to know how the case stands. And don't leave us, Lord, to glorify ourselves. May glory in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we do pray, Lord, that thou give us a mouth of utterance to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And do strengthen us again, Lord, in body, those of us under thine afflicting hand, those who are absent, Lord, from us for various reasons. And do bring back yet the prodigals, Lord. Rend the heart and marrow of their hearts, that they begin to be one for something solid and lasting to eternal life. But we're not very long here in this same world, according to comparison with eternity. Oh, eternity, tremendous sound, malefactors, do be God. Do come, Lord, and build our churches up again, we pray thee. Do drive out the buyers and the sellers. Deliver us, Lord, from the foreign arts of Satan, that wicked one, whose ends, Lord, are to be eternal misery and outer darkness. Oh, come, Lord, we do pray thee. Do give our leaders wisdom. May they show, Lord, more evidence. Raise them up, Lord, to consider their ways, to consider God with all their times in his hand. And even they, in their great power and showingness, Lord, of the flesh, realize that their times and days are numbered. But all we do pray, Lord, do yet raise us up. Government shall acknowledge thee instead of seeing, Lord, the driving away of those right actions, Lord, of believers, to believe on Thee, to act honourably and uprightly in their partner, even, Lord, in government, whether state or whether Lord, at the Canberra, or where we see there's a lack, Lord, with the work of grace, Thou can change it, Lord. Lord, we do tremble at the thought of Thy judgments upon this land, but in wrath remember mercy, Lord, and turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, and cause Thy face to shine upon this nation. Shine upon the sacred pages of Thy word. May the Bible be yet attractive to those in their home. We know it's gone the opposite way, Lord, but not able to resist the devil. Not able, Lord, to revive that work, the reading of Scripture, the understanding of Scripture, as Thou must open the eyes of their understanding. They must understand the Scripture and realize the fulfilling of those exceeding great judgments upon the earth. Have mercy upon us, Lord, as a nation. And we ask Thee now, Lord, to bless us with a mouth being open and speak of those glorious truths of the gospel that shall find an abiding place in our hearts. Speak as well. For we do need Thee, Lord, to revive us. And do, Lord, hear our poor petitions and pardon all our sin as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Let us further sing hymn 397. The tune is Weber 519. In themselves as weak as worms, how can poor believers stand when temptations, foes and storms press them close on every hand? Weak indeed they feel they are, but they know the throne of grace, and the God who answers prayer helps them when they seek His face.
Thank you.
as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I will direct you. Prayerfully, Psalm 107, and reading verse 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. This is the pure word of God. This is to those that realize God's providence in our varieties of life. And oh, there are many people today who do not believe in prayer. But I believe some of you, if not all of you, you will know what it is to wrestle. Prayer is the burden of a sigh. You cannot seem to get more than a sigh. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Sanctify me. These cries. Because if we don't have real trouble in providence, they are the first steps to bringing people to believe in God and to acknowledge his word is true, that there is a throne of grace. We cannot see it, but we believe it, because we are bidden to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might find grace to help in our time of need. It seems a great day, which is a withholding of the Spirit of Truth. How many in Parliament acknowledge God? Or they might say, we've got to pray. They don't know anything about prayer, because they're living so comfortably and cosily with every need supplied and in abundance. Lose sight of their need of crying unto the Lord. This is a privilege given to the Lord's dear people who are called by his grace. And he commands the stormy wind and raiseth it and lifteth up the waves thereof. This is our mercy. We have all these natural disasters. We have all these elements of the universe, the various storms of life, the storms, dear friends, around us, fires that come and cause much havoc, because God causes it to come. We never or seldom hear anybody talking about this is an act of God. But these things, dear friends, are sanctified to you and to me, will bring you with a thankful heart, that he's opened the eyes of your understanding, that you have been made to realize this needful to cry unto him. And some draw near to unto the gates of death. And some of us wonder as we get old and infirmed as to what the future holds, but we have a hope. And bless the Lord if you have a little hope. And this is the young and old, to believe in prayer, to acknowledge God in all your ways and find him directing your steps. You see, man is so foolish and ignorant and unlearned until the Lord teaches him to number his days, to apply his heart or her heart unto wisdom. Though you seek to do well, you young ones, as you grow up and learn further education and so forth, that you might have an acknowledgement of God. And this is all the work of the Spirit, I realize this. And those dear diverse varieties of life, the Lord will honor them that honor him, that they deny him. They will be lightly esteemed by him. We've all got to meet God one day then. What a mercy to have a little hope in your soul, to be brought out of darkness. You see, we're dead, we're dark in the way that we can grow up unless the Lord changes their heart, gives us, renews their will, return our feet to Zion. So you come with a desire. Those situations that face you, you wonder how you're going to continue. But there is help laid upon one that is mighty to save. And so you cry. In other words, you come with weeping, as he said, and supplication unto him, that he might reveal himself to you as the God of heaven. You're never too young to learn this. And this is our mercy. If the Lord is determined for you and me to believe and be saved, that time will come when he opens the eyes of your understanding. And you begin to realize that God reigns. Though he is denied, generally speaking, by the world. And there are these people that get together that they won't have the Bible spread around the denomination, spread around the land. They won't have it to be spread in the schools because they have an atheistic view. And that atheistic view, if it's not removed, will mean they will perish in their sins when their death comes. And they might come suddenly to a tragic end and be brought into hell. And so the greatness, dear friends of God, in your day and age, for you and me to cry to him, come with weeping and supplication, supplicating the throne of grace, give him no rest until he answer you, and make a way for you where there seemed to be no way. Because out of his love for your soul, he will have saved you. He will have bought you with a price. He will have eternally loved you, and such to the end that he's laid down his life for you. And that is a wonderful blessing, if so be. He's attached himself to you with a new heart. And he does it. Where should some of us be today had we not been brought into that time when the Lord touched our heart, made us to realize that he was the one thing needful. And in spite of our backslidings and in spite of our wanting to go our own way alone, the Lord has stopped us in our mad career and taught us to fear his name. And so then they cry. And in answer to their cry, he sends his word. Heal them. He is able to heal you. And some of you have had healing touches. Some of you have been brought through some deep waters, some fiery darts. Give you the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of life. It enables a poor sinner to yield this sword, dear friends. He governs your hand in striking down the devil in his fiery darts and his insinuations. And you go in the strength of the Lord when he gives you a word to comfort your soul, and you bless him for it. Because he is the good shepherd of the sheep, and you hear him and you follow him. And you'll know what it is to praise him for his goodness and his wonderful works. And I'm sure a lot of my older friends have these evidences of these of this praise for his goodness. He saw you in the waste, howling wilderness. He condescended to exercise your mind and my trust mind with that little seeking the Lord. While he may be found. You know what it's been to be tempted by the adversary, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking who may devour. But he has brought you to consider him. And as I say, when you and I search the scriptures and we read a little, what he had passed through to redeem your soul from the curse of the law. But not many people realize they're under the curse of the broken law until Jesus reveals to them that he has stepped into their room and their place and bought them with a price. And what a price! And it'll humble you to the thing that the Lord has chosen you in the furnace of affliction, bought you with a price, eternally loved you. And I quarantined you in their times. And there are those that shall reach their desired haven because he has chosen them in this furnace of affliction. And this causes for you and me to have a broken heart and contrition of spirit. You weep. You're exceedingly sorry for your sin. And as our hymn at the opening speaks of, sins yet to come. Because if he pardoned your sin up to the present moment of time, you'll still be in danger of further sins. Because we're born in sin and shown in iniquity. We were conceived in sin and can never escape it. But Jesus condescended to suffer, bleed, and die on Calvary's tree. We need to be. Have it revealed to us of his sufferings. To know what it is at times to have a sorrowful spirit. To know what it is to mourn over those past offences that will pain your eyes, brought to your remembrance, and you tremble. You will tremble, I believe, at the thoughts of those past offences recorded against you and me in our lives. Blessed be the Lord. And so he says here, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. You see, we have to learn we get punishment for our sins. Or, wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sin? We've got to feel it. And it's not very pleasant to a soul that thinks that he has been redeemed, thinks he's had a promise, thinks he's had a fear not. But you see, he's going to keep you and me humbled in the dust, if so be, there might be hope of your soul being redeemed. Because it is because of your iniquities, your transgressions, that you are afflicted. We read that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. What a privilege, dear friends, to be conveyed into heaven at last, in spite of your sins. They're blotted out, to plunge in you beneath that fountain of his sin atoning blood. This is what faith believes in. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, that you're crying to the Lord in your trouble. And this salvation, which is all of his free and sovereign grace, out of their distresses, he sent his word. Oh, we're so favoured, really, to have an open Bible. We know there are many that are trying to undermine it and destroy it. But God's word endureth up to the end. All flesh is as grass, the grass withereth, and the flower fadeth. But the word of the Lord, the flower fadeth, we witness it. We have a spring, we have a full summer, we have the flower fadeth. The word of the Lord is an enduring word. And he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. Salvation, what does it mean to you and me today? It's the redeeming of your soul from the curse that you're under as you stand guilty of breaking all Ten Commandments, even if you've broken one. We need to be made to be true mourners in Zion over their sin. So he must raise the stormy wind which lifted up the waves their own. And then they go down into the depths, their soul is melted. It was a trouble. I wonder how many of you know this. Your soul melted because of trouble. Can be providential, much more soul trouble, brought into that fear that God has condemned you because you're under a broken law. But when he says there's no condemnation of them that are not under the law, but under sin, but who by the grace of God have been taught to number their days and to look to the Lord Jesus for salvation. And how shall we escape if we neglect it? What a refuge then for your soul and mine. And you'll have cause to praise him for his wonderful works to the children and men. So what a mercy to be more concerned and more exercised in spite of your providential needs, which we shall need till the dying day, to realize that God knows. And God will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for them. And we do need to know that we're chosen vessels, don't we? That have been eternally loved. And will therefore there be that good testimony given to you and me, that through mercy, that as you do business in great waters, you see the works of the Lord, the wonders in the deep, and bless him for it. That he has taught you to cry into him. So the righteous cry for the imputed righteousness of Christ to cover all your problems, all your difficulties, all your iniquities with a pledge. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Yes, you will be able to improve. I believe in the depths of your soul's trouble, you will know what it is. Or to reel to and fro like a drunken man, be at your wit's end. And then they cry. You see, the true believer will be burdened, wants to know how the case stands, how it will be with him in the swellings of Jordan. Dread moment. But through mercy, you get the victory through the merits of Jesus. He saved you, not man. It's not the priest can save you. You might go and confess him in the confessory box, dear friends. But that's a delusion. And God sends them a strong delusion that they believe a lie. And that's why there are very few that believe the Bible and the whole counsels of God in it. But through the mercy of God, your eyes have been opened, I believe, and your eyes will further be opened to know the truth. And the truth shall make you free then of that condemnation. What a mercy. And you'll know what that wrestling prayer is that we sang of. Because wonders do bring relief in deepest straits. You see, it won't be a smooth path. There'll be something to try you in your pathway and mine. Something make you conscious that you need to seek this anchor. You saw we have an anchor. I know what a mercy it is. It's to anchor in the name of Christ for what he has done, for what you hope he will yet do for your soul. And out of love to him, when he gives you tokens of his love, then you'll truly know what it is to receive his word that he sends. You pray, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me and guide me to thy holy hill. Do grant that I might feel the life of the Spirit in the sanctuary, that I gird the loins of my mind, that I might be sober. This will be a sobering thought upon you If Jesus is revealed to you as the object of your soul's desire, Jesus crucified me. And the thought of crucifying Jesus with your sins nailed to the cross, the soul, the sins of all his dear people nailed to the cross, you'll be attracted to the cross. And you'll pray, Lord, do grant that they will favour me to know something of this real cross, with weeping, sowing in tears that I might yet reap in joy, being abundantly blessed with, to realise a little the manifested love of Christ. Having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end. He's manifested that love to you. It's to the end. In spite of your fiery darts and the wicked one, in spite of your doubts and your fears that are rising, in spite of the tempter's power, it is all that temptation that you and I have to pass through. But we have to plead, Lord, bring my soul out of that prison. Speak comfortably to my soul. Reveal to me those exceeding great and precious promises that I might truly be melted down with the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, sown into you. Oh, to feel that human heart of Jesus, to realize that though in his deity he had a human heart, he was exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. But God raised him from the dead. And he ascended on high, and he's led captivity captive, received gifts of men. Yea, yes, for the rebellious also. Don't be surprised if you have rebellious spirit. He says, rebellious thou art still. And in love I took thee in, my promise I fulfilled. Don't we seek a promise? And if we've had one, Lord, do come again and give me another promise, confirm that promise, that I might have that witness and sealing of the Spirit that I am born of God, and that my treasure is above. Yes, let man have their treasures upon earth, but compare with Christ nor beside. No comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee, united to Christ, the true and the living vine, who has bought you with a price. Oh, may we meditate upon these wonders that God alone has done for your soul and mine. And so, you know, the righteous, you don't feel very righteous if you're a true believer, but you're seeking the imputed righteousness. Cover with a mantle of thy forgiving love all my sins and all my transgressions up to now and to those of the future. Do, Lord, not leave me. Don't leave me to forsake me. Hold up my goings and my paths, that my footsteps slip not, that I might truly feel a little union and communion from thee, from off the mercy seat. Then they cry, oh, what a mercy. If you can record those moments when the Lord has made you to cry. Few words, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. And that oppression might come in through providential dealings with God with you. And you may get to tremble and very much afraid. But oh, cast, he said, on me thy care, it is enough that I am nigh. Oh, Lord, I need supply. Oh, Lord, thy burdens bear. Oh, to be enabled to believe in the Lord. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. He saveth, and he will save you out of your distresses. These various stages of this text of his, what is revealed in this very Psalm 107. and so he'll bring you through. Make the storm a calm. You see, we need to come there and realize that all our times are in his hand, and faith, dear friends, will believe that. And faith will be tried about it. But faith will be inquiring of God that I might know my times. Times the tempter's power to prove, times to taste. The Saviour's love all must come and last and end, as you'll please, our heavenly friend. See, we must know this and be persuaded of this at their time. And so when you get down, I might say in the dumps, and want of a better expression, when you're cast down and all these things seem as great mankind before you, and you seem to be in the valley of the shadow of death upon everything you touch, this is the time when you'll cry. This is the time when your faith will be like the exercise, and you say, Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me as I sow in tears. And do, Lord, fulfill the scripture and deliver me and confirm my soul that there is a favour to warn me, and that favour will yet find a deliverance. Because when thou hast no deliverance, see, yet still this man thy peace shall be, that peace of God that passeth all knowledge of understanding. My peace I leave with you. He waits to take it and seal it. He removes you from your fear of man and bringeth a snare. Well, we seem to bring fears upon us. We fear we're creatures of fear and drag along where fear no fear is. But you will to come back to our times. He's going to bring you into a sorrowful state, but you'll cry unto him. And you'll pray, oh God, do bow down thine ear, for I am poor and needy. And do tell me that thou hast thoughts of peace towards me, and not of evil, to encourage me to wait upon the Lord, to renew thy strength, mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We're ready to faint when these troubles come upon us. We soon lose sight, don't we, when we listen to Satan and all his subtle devices. But to be brought there to really seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon his name, not call upon his name while he is near. And he's omnipresent. He's ever ready, ever bows down his ear to hear you. And he waits to be gracious, because it's his sovereign right to wait to be gracious. And he tarries off till men are faint and comes at evening late. But their mercy is, he'll never leave nor forsake those that he's begun this exercise of prayer. Or may you not be left to give up praying. You might get negative answers and no answers at all, as to his way of answering. If he has time to set to heal up your woes, a season most fit is love to disclose. And you'll be enabled to times to raise your Ebenezer and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Helped me. And you won't deny it. And this strengthens your weak hands of faith, confirms your feeble knees, and says unto you, a fearful heart, fear not. And God will come with vengeance. Here drive out the buyer. Here drive by out the seller, dear friends. Because he is determined to save you. Now you and I will have a hope, dear friends, of this crying is a profitable time. Come, dear friends, in an act of weeping. You come with a broken heart. You have a sorrowful spirit. And he says, I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. Blessed gospel, friends, hold fast to it. Don't let the devil intrude. If he does, commit your care to the Lord. because he hears and answers prayer. You approve it, a trust I have, and yet still afflictions come. But the Lord deliver them out of them all at last, and ultimately give them abundant entrance into his everlasting kingdom. And so you seem to be in the wilderness world. He says here, he turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry land into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. A beautiful psalm, dear friends, and it's truth. And may you hold fast to it. And may it be a comfort and hope to your soul. A few remarks this morning. And may you enable us to continue in the afternoon, if it could please him, to forgive all the miss for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us conclude this morning with hymn 294. The tune is Penryn 553. Jesus, at thy command, I launch into the deep and leave my native land where sin lulls all to sleep. For thee I would the world resign, and so to heaven would be and thine. Thou art my pilot wise, my compass is thy word. My soul each storm defies, while I have such a Lord. I trust thy faithfulness and power to save me in the trying hour.
Oh,
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest by the age. Amen.